You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Can't you see it's we who own the night? Can't you see it's we who bought that life?
Hello, everybody. Bing is for doing, and we're here doing a Miley Cyrus version of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show for Halloween. Season 8, episode 18, all signs point to North. We're all in Miley attire.
Oh, are we?
Except for Justin.
Are we? So, listen up, everybody, especially if you are watching right now on YouTube. You are going to see in our studio that my other three lovely co-hosts apparently got together and decided that they are all going to go as Miley Cyrus for Halloween.
Woo!
Woo!
Who did not find out about this until they walked into the studio tonight?
This guy.
Yeah, but you know
what?
We offered to put pigtails in his hair.
We could have done, but he didn't go for the buns.
I have really short buns
here. Or the red lipstick.
I mean, Jason, you look great in your short buns and lipstick. However, I just didn't know if I could pull it off quite like you all could.
Damn it. What a waste.
What a waste. But you guys look great. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Miley's covering the Kardashians.
I know. Here we are. We've got a lot to cover tonight.
Lots of stuff going on.
News and gossip, mainly. But we'll talk about the episode, too, since that's why we're here. First up, we've got this whole thing with Bruce and Jeff. What's his
Dunham.
Name? Jeff Dunham. And they've got this weird bromance going on. And it's almost like, we all know Bruce and Chris are getting divorced. It's almost like he's replacing Chris with Jeff. And it's just super awkward to watch, don't you think?
I don't think it's... I think Brody makes it awkward. I think Jeff Dunham, like he said himself, when Bruce told him, oh, Brody thinks I'm coming on too strong. Jeff Dunham's like, Brody's being a chick. Like, honestly, it's a friendship. You don't think that much... If you're just friends... You want to hang out with each other. You don't think that much into it. And I don't think Bruce was thinking that much into it. Bruce was finally just being himself and getting to be the center of attention for once, which was funny seeing Bruce enjoy it so much. So I kind of felt bad that Brody was giving him such a hard time for it. Like, let him have a bromance.
I don't know, because I feel like the way he approached it was creepy, though.
Who approached Brody or Bruce?
He's like, that is weird. Jeff. Like, he made him a little penguin.
Yeah, but it might have been an inside joke. It could have been an inside joke.
I feel like I'm happy for Bruce because he can finally have
a friend.
You know, he's been on such a tight leash, I feel like, with the Kardashians for a while. And now he has his own place. He can have friends or date or whatever now. I feel like it's a good thing for him, and it's healthy to have a good friendship like that. But you don't go make grown men color me mine penguins. I love penguins, by the way. So if you want to make me one of those, I mean, that's fine. But it's just a little bit weird because he's, like, so nervous around him, too. It's like they're dating, and they just met on Tinder or something. It's really awkward.
That's so funny.
So now it's like there's now a social app for, like, what, bromances out there? Thank you, Tinder. No, I thought it was great, you know, and like you guys said, I thought that probably the creepiest people about it were maybe even like Brody and them. I don't know. Like, these guys are like older, like, just let them be excited about their new bromance.
What I found creepier
instead of being like play hard to get.
Yeah.
That's where it got weird.
Oh, and they're at the club, that was weird, and Leah was dancing.
Leah's dancing like right up next to Bruce, and he's just like bobbing his head.
Taking tequila shots. And it's just weird that like all of a sudden Bruce is single and he's like going crazy when he used to like.
Well, okay.
You know,
we
like,
haven't technically, and we'll get into this too, but they haven't addressed it yet on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
think they're going
to
though, because they haven't, because it all happened after the Khloé and Lamar stuff and we haven't seen that yet. So I feel like we'll see it in a couple months.
And he officially moved out when Kim and Kanye moved in.
They haven't really announced that.
They cleaned up his garage area.
That's what the tabloids are saying.
I think that's probably true.
That's when he officially moved out.
Yeah. But I feel like
on the show they haven't addressed it.
I feel like they are going to bring it up on the show. They have to.
Oh yeah, they said that they are going to address it in the show as well.
Awesome.
So we're gonna get all that.
Well, speaking about his new bromance, what did you guys think about when Jeff was poking fun at Bruce? Because remember, he got kind of upset about the whole Jimmy Fallon thing.
Which I thought he kind of. I mean, if you're in the spotlight and you're in this position, that's part of the job.
Yeah.
And especially that's a comedian's job to rip on people in the spotlight. And I feel like he needs to take
Is that a comedian's job?
I think so. Yeah, I feel like a Jimmy Fallon type person. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's like pop culture comedy. But I thought Jeff Dunham wasn't like very mean. It was kind of lighthearted the way he did it, and I thought Bruce took it well.
I still think it's awkward though, and especially because they made a big deal about it on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Bruce was really insulted, and he talked about how, pardon me, Jimmy Fallon annoyed him, and then he has this bromance, but when Jeff Dunham does it, oh, it's just so hilarious and funny.
But maybe it's because they're friends first, so then he feels like he has a right.
Fair.
It's kind of like when like you can make fun of your siblings, but if anybody else makes fun of them, you'll beat them up. Like, it's like if you have that rapport already, like, it's fine. Like, free game. Because I'm sure he makes fun of them too. Like, dude, like, I know you have a lot of money, but you made this money because you talk through puppets.
Which,
like,
I know, speaking which is of creepy. Their money, it looks like they have a lot of fun with their money because Jeff had all those cool toys they were riding around on.
That toy tank.
And
then there was that skeleton Jeep thing.
Adult babies.
It looks like so much fun.
Helicopters.
I'd hang out with them too. To play
they are the perfect romance together. Perfect romance.
They're adorable.
So the other weird thing kind of happening this episode is Chloe goes out to help on Skid Row. And it was weird because when it first started, it was Chloe and Scott driving around, and it was approached kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like when that crack lady came up to the car, I started giggling, and then it got serious real fast. And then they went to Skid Row because I guess their dad used to take them there,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was kind of cool. And they've done stuff like that on the Kardashians before. And then Chloe ends up helping out at the center, and it's kind of inspiring and a cool story.
Mm-hmm. I love how Chloe does that stuff. I feel like she could... I mentioned this earlier when we were watching. I feel like she could be the next Oprah because she's all glamorous and living the celebrity life, but she's so relatable, and she cares about what other people are going through. And, you know, there's such a huge world out here and other people besides this little bubble in Hollywood, and I think a lot of celebrities get caught up in that celebrity drug environment and everything's about money and partying and stuff, and I'm glad to see that she's really grounded and has a good heart.
Now, what do you guys think? And I think it's because we all have worked in reality television that maybe have this weird different view of how it works, but I'm wondering if this timeline of the show, this would have happened before the Chloe and Lamar kind of breakdown. However, I'm wondering, do you think that this was recently filmed and then put in as a good bridge into how they're going to address the story with Lamar and drug problems? Because they did a lot of shots, a lot of even slow motion shots of Chloe in the car when they were talking to that gentleman on the street in Hollywood.
Lady.
And talking, lady.
Man, lady.
Anyway.
See, I kind of see that, but at the same time, they're not going to make it look so dirty. You know what I mean? With Lamar, and it's going to be a very, like... They're going to approach it, you'll see real emotions from Chloe, but it's going to be like, he went to rehab and it's
for
dead.
Sure. But I'm saying just like the whole, like, Chloe's reaching out for women's shelter, and she's really starting to think about the power of, you know, drugs and the influence it can have on families. I think that this could have been a recent shooting.
Yeah,
yes,
I think that this is the show in a non, like, really abrupt way, starting to introduce Chloe into the world of understanding drug abuse a little bit more and showing us that she's trying to reach out and understand.
Huh.
That's kind of what I took from this episode.
Well, and I guess when you, like when they make a reality show, for people who don't know, they have to have, you have to have like a story arc for the whole season.
Yeah.
So sometimes they shoot things after the fact, so it continues through, and I guess that would be what this is.
Because then at the end of this episode, when they say, tune in next week, and they're on that looks like some type of bus trip, all of a sudden
RV.
You hear in the RV, pardon me, they have that voiceover of Chloe saying, and it looks like Lamar's MIA. So I thought this was a great way for them to kind of like warm up to the fact that Chloe's going to be doing
these issues. And I don't think they would have been as specific with the whole crack thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's a lot of drugs out there on the street, but to, like, specifically mention in that main intro of after they go out on the streets, then they go up to that woman and she's talking to them specifically about crack and how, like, you know, my mom did crack and, like, that's why I'm, like, doing
well,
crack.
And crack
like,
babies. The baby topic has been so relevant with Chloe, how she can't get pregnant and... If her husband's doing crack, the crack baby plot line with what they were saying goes perfectly. I feel like that was staged and recently filmed.
And I think that the people she met with and I think that her caring are genuine. I just think that this was definitely Possibly a shot later on and an introduction to her storyline.
Yeah, and for these shows too, they have them like doing little things that they, I think they don't really shoot in sequence, and then they have to fill up an episode. So, oh, let's put that there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was a good precursor to what we might be in store for in later episodes.
Stay tuned. I completely agree with you.
Exciting. So, obviously, the rest of the episode is about Kim's baby. So, she has... It was called toxemia, and then they referred to it as something else.
Preeclampsia.
Placenta.
Listen to us. We all sound like such doctors. Placenta, preeclampsia. Is it toxemia? An issue. Yeah.
So basically, your liver shuts down, so she had to deliver the baby early. And it was kind of interesting to see how they covered this whole thing, because obviously she explained at the end she doesn't want the baby to be in the business and shown on this. And so I thought they covered it well. And it was more like the family's reaction to everything happening than what was actually going on. But I'm happy they covered it.
Well, and this is the thing. Like, we freaking saw Courtney pull her children out of her vagina. And, like, we didn't even see, like, Kim. We saw nothing. Like, they just saw, barely showed her in the hospital being like, I'm ready.
Kanye doesn't want that.
Yeah, because I read an article with Courtney before where they, like, I think Ryan Seacrest talked to her and he's like, you know what, we'll film it. And same with Chloe's wedding. Like, we're going to film it for you and then you'll see how we put it together and they have final say of what goes on. And so they kind of just filmed it like as a home video.
Mm-hmm.
And then Courtney's like, okay, fine, you can put that on the show. And I'm assuming they probably did that for Kim and they're like, shut it down.
I was still surprised though. I mean, I know we've talked a lot about how Kanye is much more away from the cameras than the rest of the Kardashian group is. However, you know, I have to be honest. So we were watching the episode tonight, and I got an email. So this was like when they're in the hospital and they're doing the little phone. I looked at my email. I'm typing a quick email. I look back up, and they're now back at the house, and it's Kim on the phone being like, the baby's doing great. And I was just like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I was just so surprised that Kim Kardashian and the Kardashian family, who are known for making the biggest stories of all, on this episode, the lead up to the birth of the child, and it was like, oh, she had it.
I think she explained it pretty well.
I kind of liked that at the end.
How she described it at the end was perfect. She's like, I am in the spotlight. I have a lot of attention and I like having a public life, but I can't just sign up my family members, especially a baby, up for something like that when they don't even have a say and Kanye's not into it.
And I think it shows that she's learned a lot from her failed relationship with Chris Humphries, because that was one of the things that was his biggest issue. Like, even though I think he was a huge fame whore with the whole like situation, that was one of the things that they would argue about all the time, was when he would be like, you know, when you have kids, we're going to move to Minnesota and no one's gonna know your name anymore, like we're not gonna have this TV show, and she'd get all freaked out.
Well, yeah, and I feel like Kanye wants Kim to be happy and famous and who she is as a person, and I liked how Kim approached it too, like, this is still my career, I'm still gonna be an open book, just this part of my life
for now
that's their choice.
I mean, two things. One, I kind of found it a little awkward, I feel like, for Scott and Courtney. Did you guys think so at all? When she was talking to Chloe, and I mean Kim, I feel like if Scott and Courtney watched this episode, they would kind of be like,
that's kind of rude.
What the hell? Because she was like, I can't, because Kim was like, I can't make that decision for my baby. Like, she doesn't know if she's going to be in the industry yet. But then Scott and Courtney made that decision for their kids and they're on the show.
But I think that is, like, first, it's a different level of fame.
For sure.
And I think
both parents are into it.
Yeah. And both, Kim and Kanye are two of the biggest people on the planet. And Courtney said in past, too, like, Scott and I go back and forth, do we want the babies? And they weren't really on the first half of the season at all, and now they're shown a little bit today. Mm-hmm. And so I think Courtney's probably aware. I don't feel like she would be offended by that at all.
No, and I didn't think it was weird. I just didn't know if you thought maybe they thought it'd be kind of awkward, just because Kim was saying how she would want her kids on it, but then she knows her sister's kids are on it. I mean, I don't know. I liked it.
I think it almost comes down to a safety thing, though.
Yeah, definitely, because Kim, I mean, she's, even when she was pregnant, people were, like, you know, threatening, giving her threats about not getting pictures and stuff, and I feel like the way that they've had, I mean, it even sucks, because we saw a little bit of it, of Chris saying, no, Chloe, you cannot go to the hospital right now because it's going to draw too much attention.
Yeah.
Like, when you're dealing with an emergency situation and that is something you have to worry about, like, that sucks. Like, I think Kim has such a good attitude about it, and I think all the Kardashians do. But, like, seriously, like, I wish there were laws in this country that did protect people, you know, because they're just people, too. And, like, if she's about to have a baby and it's an emergency delivery, like, let them get to the hospital without having to figure out some escape plan.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about, like, that added pressure on any stressful situation anyways.
I feel like she's not as obsessed with the whole fame aspect anymore because she's, I mean, of course she still is, you know, working and wants her career to be as successful as it has been, but she's, not to say that she's peaked, but she's definitely had such a huge career so far and been on the cover of every magazine. Now that she has a kid and she's been through the whole marriage thing and all that, I think she's kind of okay with being a little more private and having a family now that she's older. And she's done the show for so long now. They've been on for almost a decade.
And it was funny seeing how she had more makeup on in the delivery room than she did in the last couple scenes that she was showing in after she had the baby. And I mean, and Chris has kind of said that in interviews of, oh, she's so laid back now. Like, she's kind of like not like into all this like fancy fluff anymore.
Well, I feel like it's probably so healthy for her to get a break. I mean, and not like raising a newborn baby is any sort of a break, but just a break from the spotlight. Because she she's been going nonstop.
But I did find it hilarious. I mean, we've all seen probably our parents, our friends, photos of them like right before delivery. And let's be honest, it's no one really looks great in their moments before pregnancy. Kim looked great.
Glam
like,
squad.
I mean, like how annoyed would I mean, if I was a woman who just given birth as well, I'd be annoyed seeing this episode and being like, that is not real. Oh, that is not how the real world works.
And then she's like, it didn't even hurt. It was so easy. I like my friends who have had children probably want to seriously punch her in the face and be like, are you serious? Because, like, I've heard even, like, with the epidural, it's, like, not a pleasant experience, so.
Yuck.
Chloe was mimicking her. She was just making faces instead of squeezing the baby out at first. She was just, like, grinning.
So funny. Weirdly.
Oh, my God.
I love how Kim said her vag looks good, like, even better now after the baby.
Oh, yeah. Right when she got home, she looked at her vag in the mirror, and she was like, it's better looking now.
Keep that shit tight.
That is... No, but I mean, I'm excited to see...
There's no way it looks better. I'm sorry. There's no way.
Maybe she Botoxed it or
something. Baby came out of you?
Can you Botox your vag?
Probably.
It's interesting to see, too.
Marissa, can we Google that?
I know there's vagina reconstructive surgery.
If she Googles that, I'm going to be afraid of the pictures that might show up.
Can you Botox your vagina? But speaking of, tweet us if you can.
Yeah, and speaking of Botox vaginas, I'm surprised, like, literally the day after giving birth, she's already focused on Playboy, like, getting her Playboy body.
She wants that
body
back. Do we really think that was...
Or a day or two. I mean, it's recently.
I think that was, like, 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Yeah.
I feel like that was recently after.
Yeah, I feel like that was filmed, like,
she looked really
like 2 weeks ago.
But do you, I mean, are you surprised she's going to do it? Do you guys think she's going to do it?
I think she definitely should.
I love her reasoning, too, because she's gotten so much scrutiny, being called a whale and fat. She can be like, I'm so sexy right now.
Well, that's what she said. Like, fuck you, world.
And did you see her at her recent birthday party this week? That girl looked hot.
Good.
Didn't she have, like, a Vegas big
event? Oh, my God. She looked gorgeous.
It's coming in all our gossip. Let's not give it
away. I know. I'm sorry.
There's so much to talk about.
Let's get into news and gossip. I think we covered everything.
Let's do it.
Yeah, news and gossip.
So much to get to.
We got to just talk about news and gossip.
So much going on.
Is it those buns that are getting to you right now?
The buns with the headphones. It's like, do you put the thing in front or behind?
If you're listening right now, you're not able to see it on YouTube. They
are trying to.
What would Miley do?
They are battling with their headsets because their buns are so big on the top
of
their heads.
She would probably have this behind.
I got some Kim Kardashian buns on my head.
So for the news and gossip, there's so much to get to, but should we start with the birthday party in Vegas?
Yeah, yes. We might as well.
It was quite the bash. You said it was in Las Vegas, 33rd birthday, and I believe it was at Tao, right? And, yeah, she looked amazing.
Kardashians love Tao.
They do.
I feel like all their stuff is there.
Her boobs have significantly shrunk, though. I mean, she's been letting the girls out to play for, like, a lot since she had this baby. And in the show,
her boobs were gigantic.
Yeah.
What did you say, melons?
Melon. Like, cantaloupes.
She doesn't even need to
let them out to play because they're just going to pop out anyway.
They're coming out either way.
But she just looks so beautiful. She has like this glow about her. And like, I don't know.
Her hair helps too. I know we've already talked about it in previous AfterBuzz episodes, but I liked her hair, her dress, that white dress looked amazing.
Yep. She looked spray tan beautifully.
Yeah. She looked great. And another thing that was looked beautiful on her on the red carpet for her Vegas birthday party was
her ring.
Now, I hope everyone listening, everyone that is watching, I hope you guys have seen the proposal video. Yes. It is amazing.
It's so cool.
It's like out of a movie.
I have to say props to Kanye for proposing in San Francisco. It's such a romantic, beautiful city to get proposed in. I love that he did that.
Well, and renting out a freaking baseball field, putting a whole string, like, orchestra together to play that Lana Del Rey song, Young and Beautiful, yep, which, if you've seen Gatsby, it's a great, great song. And, I mean, come on.
So romantic.
It's so cool.
And that's, her ring.
But it's Kim Kardashian.
It's like floating. It's like a diamond just floating on her finger.
Yeah, and if you haven't, you know, read about this or seen it yet, basically what happens is, and there's a video of it, and there was the creator of Google, YouTube, pardon me, was the one who videotaped this at the baseball field. And it's just this, it's in the dark with just a few candles, you know, these like flames in the field. And Kim is right by the pitcher's mound, and Kanye's there, and it's all dark, but there is a live string orchestra in the outfield, you know, playing this music with the candles, and then halfway through his proposal to her, the lights come on to the whole stadium, and then you just see this orchestra, the music's playing, it's amazing, and then her whole family and friends are waiting in the dugouts, and as soon as he finally pulls the ring out and she says yes, then the music gets even louder, and then the whole family runs out of the dugouts. I mean, who does this? This is straight out of a movie.
That's so cool.
And apparently Kanye planned the whole thing himself.
Oh, but you have to know Kim knew what was going on.
She says no. She says no.
Okay.
But honestly, it's Kanye, so I'm sure he's planned so many elaborate dates for her anyways. You know?
Yeah, she's
and just elaborate things, too.
Like in life, yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, remember when he did that thing to Taylor Swift? That
was planned.
To keep up, and then to add to the gossip for this, two things about that proposal. Did you hear who supposedly is planning the wedding so far?
No.
Just Kanye.
Oh.
According to Kim, Kanye is the planner, and she's letting him do everything.
The other two.
I think that's BS. But anyway.
It's kind of good that she's not planning it, because we watched how that other marriage went.
Yeah.
And she was so worked up about the dresses being perfect and Vera Wang and everything. I feel like she might be less of a bridezilla and be more chill about this wedding. And Kanye has cool ideas. I mean, if that's how he proposed, he knows how to get on the romance.
And I mean, Kanye like reorganized her whole closet and redid her whole style and fashion.
I was mad about that, though.
Impregnate. I know, but like, you know, if Kim tried to do it herself, I feel like Kanye would want to switch it up anyway.
So. Yeah.
But even more gossip about this. Did you guys hear who Chris might have had there at the event and who, or was in San Francisco cozying up with? Rumor.
Give it to me.
Was the Chris is apparently cozying up with the ex-bachelor Ben Flajnik?
I've never watched The Bachelor.
Ew!
Yes!
Ew, he's like my least favorite bachelor. He picked, oh my god.
Apparently one of the only distractions at this big proposal, that whole event last night, was that Chris is like, they were whispering in each other's ears, apparently, and they say it's just because they're working on projects together, and they're just close friends.
Huh.
Ew.
That's what they're stating.
Ew. Ew. I'm sorry.
Get it, Chris.
She's 20 years his. Yeah, she's 20 years older than him.
You go, Chris, but like, I know you're a cougar, and I know, you know, whatever, but like, you could do so much better than him, Chris.
Yeah, she could.
Come on.
I thought it was interesting, though, and it seemed like a really big, it seemed like a very big, even if he wasn't
like
at the baseball,
event,
even if he wasn't at the actual stadium, apparently he was around at that time, and I just feel like that's a really big event.
Because he lives up in wine country. He owns like a vineyard.
I don't know. I'm surprised he even entered the picture during this like important time,
that's
and a time when there's going to be a lot of media around, you know, because word spreads fast.
Yes.
So, but the proposal was huge.
That's crazy. Do we have anything else?
Of course. I mean, we could go
on.
It's been so much. I mean, it's been so long because I feel like we weren't able to come last week because of there was no new episode on. We've missed you all. But officially, the split has happened. There's more about the split has happened since we were last here. And, you know, because it's not official on the show, but it's now official. And I think it's interesting because maybe I'm just so naive, but when you guys were watching so far this season and Bruce was living in that separate house, I really just kind of thought that he was hanging out at the house. I didn't really.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah.
I didn't think that they had already split up and that's where he was permanently living. And so when this news came out that Chris and Bruce have now officially separated, but are not going to officially divorce until after 2015 season ends, then I was surprised by that.
But I heard, well, there's so many tabloids and rumors going around, so who knows what's officially true. But it sounds like they've been split up for almost a year and kind of seeing other people and not really, like, a very distant, yeah. kind of just staying together for the show and their family.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're coming out like, we're not into each other. And I keep seeing tabloids on magazines and stuff about Bruce lashing out at Chris, like talking about all her cheating scandals over the last 10 years and all this stuff. But I don't know if I believe all that. I believe it's that they probably grew apart over the last year and both kind of decided to drift their other ways.
And what I read is that they, like, the move out became official when Kim and Kanye moved in. And so, like, we saw it a little bit of him briefly of him, like, you know, Chris was, like, basically taking his tool shed apart and putting it in boxes and him coming and getting the boxes and, like, do you want me to come help organize? He's like, no, I'm fine.
I feel like, yeah, in the past he would have been pissed about that. So, obviously.
Yeah, because usually she does move his stuff around like that.
Yeah, he gets really angry.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, he just hates when she, like, touches all his stuff and kicks him out of his rooms and houses usually, so.
But the nice part, he's still going to be very much in the picture because Kim's already announced that although they've planned nothing for the wedding, that he will be walking her down the aisle, which is
I think that's cool, though, because he's kind of been, he's still their dad, basically, you know.
Yeah. He's been the one that's been there for them.
He even promised Robert, I know in one episode Bruce said that he promised Robert when he was still very sick that he would watch over his girls and make sure his girls were safe. So that's I think that's only appropriate.
What's happening with the younger girls?
Okay, did you hear about Kylie and the hotel thing? So Kylie and her boyfriend, who I believe is 15, mm-hmm. Jaden Smith, they went to some fancy Beverly Hills hotel with their friends, with their credit cards, got a bunch of alcohol, got caught partying, and, you know, the paparazzi caught them, of course, and all these people. But they were really angry and lashed out back, is what I heard. Did you guys hear
lashed
the
back
story?
Out at
I heard
the police.
Paparazzi. And they were, like, pissed at the paparazzi.
And,
then
and at the
hotel.
Yeah.
When, like,
wouldn't
sell them alcohol at the bar.
They got mad because they wouldn't sell it to them. They thought they could get it because they're celebrities, kind of thing. And
I mean, props to them
for
trying.
But then we all did it. But after
everyone
that story came out, I did. Kendall and Kylie did take their blog or Twitter or something and say, like, you know, why are you guys, like, continuing to make up stories? We know who we are. Like, you're not going to, like, tarnish our names by, like, making.
I feel
up
like
all
they probably
stuff.
Chris is like, you need to say that this is a lie.
I'm just surprised. I mean, that Jaden Smith, I mean, his dad is both his parents are pretty big in the industry. I'm kind of surprised. This is sound terrible, but I'm kind of
blind.
I'm kind of surprised his dad is kind of like allowing his kids to hang out with the wild Kardashians. I don't know. It just seems like two different Hollywood families.
I don't think the Kardashians are actually that wild.
I don't think they're that into
I think they're
drugs
just vocal, but I don't think
that's what I mean by wild. I mean, just like allowing so much access when the Smiths have really not been that much into they're not really in the tabloids besides doing like really great things and, you know, they're a very loving family. But
Jaden used to hang out with Justin Bieber all the time and then they stopped hanging out and the rumor was that his parents kind of stepped in and was like, you need to stay away from this.
But
kid.
I feel like too, since the Smiths are in the industry and they know how it all works.
Yeah.
They know what's for show and what's not.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? And I feel like it's probably better off somebody like Kylie that as opposed to somebody who's just trying to be his friend for the money or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It almost seems safer.
Yeah. I feel like most people when they're 15, 16, 17 in high school, you're going to go drink with your friends at some point.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
A lot of people do that at that age. It's just because they're in the public eye and they have so much money, they can go to hotels. It's just a very different experience than
exactly.
the ones that we have.
But we did it in our friend's basement. We didn't walk up to some hotel
to
and then get all
Beverly Hilton.
Yeah, and then get all diva on the bartender when he was like, absolutely not.
Chilling in the 7-Eleven parking lot asking someone to buy you alcohol.
That's
Bum
exactly
run.
What we did.
you guys want to get into some predictions?
Let's do it.
And now, you're after Buzz.
I think they're going to slowly kill off the Lamar character over the
Yep.
Branching out from the kind of charity Skid Row crack addict stuff, branching into, oh no, can't have a crack baby, into, oh no, where's Lamar? Is he on crack? Oh, can't have his crack baby. And then, oh.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Gone.
Hmm.
I'm excited. I don't know if we'll get this season, but to see Chris start dating again and see that covered. Because you know they're going to, like, cover the shit out of it on the show, and I think that's going to be hilarious.
Yeah. I'm with you, and I was going to mention it earlier. I'm so excited because I think Kim is going to, I mean, I'm sorry, Chris is going to be a dating, like, storm. I think she is
Chloe
going to be,
too,
like, cougar, Miss Cougar of the town. However, I'm also kind of intrigued. I think Chris is going to be dating.
Bruce,
I think Chris will be dating a lot of guys in their 30s. Right?
Yeah.
I'm excited to see who Bruce decides to date.
I don't
Someone
think Bruce is going to be dating.
His own age. I think so.
I don't think he's... I think he's over it. I think he has his girls. His girls are his daughters. And he's been surrounded by them all the time. He doesn't need that... I don't think he needs that in his life anymore.
He's probably too old to have a sex drive.
Oh, I think Bruce has a sex drive. I don't want to think about it, but I think he has a sex drive. So, yeah, I think we're going to see... I definitely agree. I think we're going to see Chris dating. I think that a lot's going to happen with Lamar. Agreed. It's going to get bad. How about you?
Oh, I mean, I'm just, like, hearing things. But I'm like, what's going on?
I like it.
I do, too.
So what's been happening, though? Before we go, I have actually slipped our producer a note during our podcast tonight. And I said, listen, you need to put the best twerk music on. If I'm going to be stuck with three Miley Cyruses in the studio, a treat for our viewers on YouTube, it is time to see which Miley Cyrus here in the studio can twerk the best. It is now officially an After Buzz twerk-off. Here we go.
Not on me, just right around the table right now.
I will commentate for those of you driving in the car right now. All right, so Jason is up on the chair.
Go.
All right, Danica Kennedy. Oh, you can twerk better than that. Come on. All right,
Keaton. I'm going to twerk on you.
I'm going to get a twerk on. This is.
Oh, yes.
All right, we're going to now turn to our producer, Marissa. Who do you think had the best twerk of the night?
Everyone. Everyone, y'all win.
Playing it safe.
Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. Yeah, tweet at us. We're all on social media. Where can they find you guys?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Danica Kennedy. And I'm starting a new YouTube channel, youtube.com/FrecklesWearsTutus.
Wow. Love.
Got it.
You can find me on Twitter at KeatonM33 and on Instagram at Keaton33.
Got it. And you can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Justin J. Nichols.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler, or my website is jasonnla.com. And we will all be back in here next week.
Can't wait.
Twerk, twerk, twerk.
I like that twerk.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
It's Miley, y'all.
Buzz you later.
Those are those only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.